I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Outstanding Guardians win yesterday. Andres Jimenez, a hero for Cleveland to remember. That was Austin Hedges talking about Terry Francona, and now Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, put that in perspective. Wasn't Hedges on the World Series?
Yes.
Winning team last year?
Thank you very much for doing that for me.
I wasn't with them the entire season, right? But
came up from Pittsburgh.
That's pretty staggering.
Now that we're an hour into the show, can I ask this? Because I didn't want to do it because I thought it'd be too mean-spirited at the beginning of the show. You think Miles Straw felt a little awkward?
Oh, celebrating.
A little awkward? Just a little bit?
You know what? It's interesting.
Just a little?
He's been in Columbus the whole year, right?
Yeah.
Right. So he's been with these guys. I mean, a lot of the guys were in celebrating there last night, too. But those guys actually were on the team a lot sooner.
And he was with a lot of these guys the previous seasons with the Guardians.
That's true. So organizationally, like Straw.
The one guy that he doesn't know in the locker room is Stephen Vogt.
And his first tour of duty was getting picked off. First time he was trusted to do something.
You're going to have that.
Sucks. Whoopsie daisy.
That doesn't suck to be him. He's making nearly $5 million this year, and he got to celebrate after showing up 2 days
champagne.
In. So he got free champagne.
We laugh.
Free suds as well, it seems.
We scoff. We shake our head at Miles Straw. Is there a chance he turns it all around with
That's
a big
baseball.
Moment in the postseason?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. There's always a chance. There's always a chance he becomes one of the greatest heels of all time. There's a chance that he becomes notorious. That's the beauty of sports.
Yeah.
Like, he looks. That's why I hate live commentary tweeting during games, because there's always going to be a moment where they make you look like an ass. And so nasty things during a game. I used to say nasty things during a game. Now there's no point. There's no point because you're always going to get a second chance. So as much as we can ridicule Straw, yeah, he's going to have a chance to be. He's going to have a chance to be Bucky Dent, or he's going to have a chance to be Michael Martinez. Like, he's going to have the chance to be that. So that's part of the beauty of it. I think that for what he is, it's just I saw the pictures. I'm going, you don't think he feels a little awkward? Just little bit? Just a little bit where he just got caught up?
Well, I'd like to see his level of celebrating compared to everybody else.
Well, you got to celebrate the whole way through. You can't just sit there and be.
But I'm sure there were guys yesterday that were going balls to the walls.
Yeah. Yes. They're young men. They
and then
should.
There might have been some other guys a little more reserved. I wonder if there were some veterans who were like, all right, this is
Josh
cool.
Naylor.
Let the young guys do
very
it.
Very reserved in the postgame stuff.
That is really
that
interesting.
He was like the proud papa, because I think we forget how long he's been around. I mean, he had a big series against the Yankees in like 2018. He was part of that, and that was when he was a young guy. He's been around for a while. He's now, Naylor's the veteran of this.
Wow.
Of this everyday lineup, right?
Yeah, but Austin Hedges is like 137 years old, and he looked like the guy hosting the mud wrestling in stripes yesterday.
I think
that's how nuts he was going.
I think he's a different breed of guy, though, too. I think Naylor is reserved until it's time to come unhinged, and then. He is.
Well, you saw the home run the other night.
Right.
I mean, it was awesome. And you could put a compilation video of all his home run celebrations.
Even when they did the chase down of Jimenez on the field, they cut back to Naylor, and he was just kind of slowly walking out there, watching it all, seeing how, probably reflecting about how when he was the young guy on the team and then making the playoffs, and now he gets to be in that spot, you know, with Jose and all those guys,
being
the older guy.
I think for Guardians fans, though, like there's been a lot of there has not been as much tough-talking Gardo's fans as there have been in years past. And I think that that's probably because if you are a man of a certain age, I think a lot of people are surprised of what they've done. Anybody of any age has got to be a little bit surprised of what they've done. I don't care. It's been a fantastic season. They've been glorious. It's been fun every step of the way. There's been a couple of times, fun in terms of exciting. Sometimes people got nervous. I got nervous, but I thought it was fantastic, and everybody else did. But now that you see where the season is, I think still some people are going, okay, well, we've been here before. they're excited, they want to do well, but they're not going to sit there and trash talk other franchises. Because I don't think anybody is, nobody's going to be a 100-game winner. Nobody is just that much more dominant over anybody else in the American League anyway. And because, hey, I'll say this personally, I've tried to talk tough before, and I made myself out to be a complete ass before in doing that. There was a couple of people.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, right after they won, they were like, bring on the Yankees, Ken. I'm like, no, I'm not. I can't do that. I will say I'm more concerned about the Astros because it's the Astros, and there's some weird thing based on their history, based on everything else that makes me nervous about them. But I'm not going to say bring on anybody. I think that the Guardians have as good a chance as anybody, or even better than some. But there's no trash talking from me, and I really don't see any trash talking coming from many fans out there.
I think fans, when they hear it from your mouth, what you just said, that they've got as good of a chance as anybody.
And they should believe that.
I think they absolutely should believe that. I don't know that they do. I don't know that they do right now. It's one of the things we've been grappling with over the last month and a half, especially because they've been kind of treading water for so long until, you know, this last week, that they had been a 500 team for so long.
Why wouldn't they feel that way?
I think it's just based on that. I think they had seen them kind of, you know, win two, lose two, and it had continuously been in that mode now for the last almost 2.5 months, really 3 months.
Well, you've played better opponents though. When Owen did the strength of schedule there, you've played better teams. So you're going to have some of that. I mean, they didn't have as much, and the White Sox they struggled with this year, but they've had some of that here. So yeah, if you're playing better teams, you're obviously not going to have as great a record because they're better teams.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not hearing people on a daily basis when we talk to anybody say, this is the team that's going to win the World Series. This is the team that's going to break through.
Because I think guys our age have said that a couple of times and they've been burned. I think that we have a long memory. We remember the series changing after Edwin Encarnacion. We remember a lot of these things, and I think we get worked up about it.
Well, by names and just by the visual and the pitching staffs, we've had better teams, right? I should say on paper, but statistically, these guys offensively have been really good.
Yeah.
But we've had better teams in this on paper. The difference, though, I think is
we've had one of the all-time great teams on paper.
But the American League is more wide open this year.
It's all out there for you. But I think that some people, because of the history, are not saying as much. But I think that if you watch the way this team has played over the last couple of months, since the All-Star break, even going through the 7-game losing streak and a couple of those other things, the starting rotation is solidified a little bit. Other guys have picked up the slack for some people who you learned to count on at the beginning of the year that weren't able to, whether it would be valleys of hitting or whether they were banged up. Look at Stephen Kwan. You know, when's he going to be able to come back and be healthy again? Josh Naylor isn't nearly as bad as what anybody wants to make him out to be. It's just his strikeouts look ridiculous because they pound him with outside and low, and he takes hell hacks and swings out of his shoes. But he's a fine ball player and awesome to watch, fun to watch. But the bullpen has been still great. Class A is a Cy Young caliber closer. which in a lot of ways you can make an argument that he should win the Cy Young. And your starting rotation, I do not have nearly the fear of the starting rotation that I did before. That they are going to be terrible, that this thing's going to fall apart, that they would be our undoing for this season. Alex Cobb has been a nice enough addition if his fingers could just stay
like
without
blisters.
Throw
one more in the regular season without
we got to get the
IL afterwards.
We got to get the guy pickle juice. I mean, that's what Nolan Ryan used to do. He used to soak his fingers in pickle juice. I'm serious. He got pickles over there. Soak his fingers in pickle juice. If it was good enough for Nolan Ryan, it's good enough for him. Matt Boyd has been fantastic for us. You got to get Gavin Williams a little bit straightened out. Tanner Bibee has been pretty decent. You have Ben Lively, who's doing his very damnedest. I think he's pitching through an injury right now, but he's doing his very damnedest. I mean, you've been able to solidify things with your starting rotation a little bit. So I think people are just staying quiet because they know that this team is capable of something, and I think they want their team to do well. They're hopeful, but they're just not going to be out there shouting it from the rooftops.
I know, it's just it's atypical. It's atypical, though, for this town. When we get a team that this late in the year is having this kind of a season, and to put it in perspective, I mean, they have a chance at the one seed, the overall one seed in the American League. When we have a team like that, we are thinking Super Bowl. We are thinking NBA championship. I'm not hearing that right now from the fans, and I'm wondering if they're going to start to go in that direction now here, that start to focus in, start to get dialed in on what this team is doing.
I think they are. I think that a lot of people, again, are dialed in, and they will be loud and boisterous for the postseason, but I think there's a difference between loud and boisterous and talking trash to everybody. The years before, we talked a lot of trash to a lot of people, especially like when the White Sox, they gave up the division, and everybody thought the White Sox were supposed to win the division just a handful of years ago. But I think that this team will be locked in. I think the fan base will be locked in. There's still more work to do. I think that people want to get that number one seed too.
If the Browns were this late in the season and had a one seed or two seed, we'd be saying Super Bowl every day. Every call would be, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're not getting that with the Guardians, and I'm curious why.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.